ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice, who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a 4-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice, who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See Max Refund Guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice, who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate.
Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice, who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long-term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice, who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long-term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The KreitzCast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
KreitzCast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a 4-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Embattled Senator Bob Menendez is making a decision of sorts about his political future.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June. I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
The New Jersey Democrat is fighting corruption charges. Police in Idaho arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and an accomplice who helped him escape following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital. They may be also linked to two other killings. A federal appeals court ordered Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev's case to be returned to a lower court to look into claims of juror bias. The State Department says more than 90 Americans departed Haiti today on chartered flights. An Oklahoma DA says he does not plan to file charges in the case of non-binary high school student Nex Benedict. Daria Albinger, ABC News. Sales of previously owned homes in the U.S. rose last month to the strongest pace in a year. The National Association of Realtors credits a dip in mortgage rates and more homes hitting the market. Existing sales also fell just over 3% compared to a year ago. Doctors call it a major milestone.
It's being billed as the world's first genetically modified pig kidney transplant into a living human. Surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston successfully connecting the blood vessels and ureter from a pig's kidney into a 62-year-old transplant recipient during a four-hour procedure earlier this month. Dr. Joran Madsen, director of Mass General's Transplant Center, says the pig is the perfect specimen for this type of transplant.
Why? Because pigs are an unlimited supply of organs.
Doctors say the patient continues to recover well, but will be monitored long term. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
After 2 years of declines because of COVID deaths, the CDC says life expectancy in the U.S. rose in 2022. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Marcus is a connoisseur of anything that's free, so he was happy to read the disclaimer on TurboTax Free Edition.
Roughly 37% of taxpayers qualify. Form 1040 and limited credits only. See how at TurboTax.com. That's me!
File your taxes 100% free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your max refund guaranteed. See if you qualify to file for free at TurboTax.com. See max refund guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudette.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Secretary of State Antony Blinken would not say how the U.S. would respond should Israel move forward with a planned military operation in Rafah.
It is possible and indeed necessary to deal with the ongoing threat posed by Hamas, but without a major military operation. That's what we want to discuss with our Israeli counterparts next week.
Blinken had a press conference in Cairo with Egypt's foreign minister. Police arrested two white supremacist gang members, one an Idaho prison inmate, the other a former inmate who helped him escape, following an attack on a corrections officer at a Boise hospital. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, who's facing corruption charges, says he will not run as a Democrat this November, but says he could re-enter the race as an independent if he's exonerated. The House votes tomorrow on a $1.2 trillion government funding package, which is designed to avert a partial government shutdown. This is ABC News. House lawmakers have introduced a new bipartisan bill which would require online content generated by artificial intelligence to be labeled. If it's passed, the bill will complement an executive order signed by President Biden last fall. It's the first social media IPO since 2019.
Reddit is now a publicly traded company. Investopedia's Caleb Silver says it's a big moment for a platform which, for years, had a reputation for unsavory content.
Well, it's been getting cleaned up over the years, and now the CEO, as he tries to take it public, wants it to be a quote-unquote grown-up company.
A lot of that growing up has come from more intense content moderation, with the company implementing stricter anti-harassment policies and outright banning thousands of subreddits for racism or otherwise offensive content. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Burger chain's Shake Shack has named Rob Lynch its new CEO, making him the first outsider to lead the company in its 20-year history. Daria Albinger.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.